little bit of skipping in the beginning there. Welcome, my fellow Shadow Bandits. We're here on Wednesday, May 25th. We've got a possible false flag to talk about. And I freaking paid $80 for a tank of gas today. And I didn't even fill the tank up the whole freaking way. I'm pissed today, man. What about you guys? Isn't all this shit you're seeing in the media just make you sick? Make you angry? Man. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. So, we're going to cover it all. And I've got some things that I released this morning too. An article, a video I'll share with you. A couple articles, actually. Welcome, guys. Little bit of a change to the chat screen there. Got the D-Live down there in the bottom right. Foxhole over there. Rumble up there. I wanted the D-Live feed instead of doing it through Restream, because if anybody sends lemons and whatnot, I want that to show up. I was using Restream because I was on Twitch, but I'm not on Twitch anymore. Twitch is a bitch. Twitch is asshole. And they banned me. Yeah, don't get pissed. Get even. And we get even with information and exposing their sick agendas. Shine a light into the darkness. It's the only way to get rid of it, right? Only way to get rid of it. All right, guys. Appreciate it, Dr. Hoffman. Great interview with Lieutenant Colonel Murray today. And that's what we are gonna get into here. So, first of all, I released my Substack article this morning. All the Substacks I've been doing lately have just been on these freaking shootings, basically. But they're suspicious. They're all suspicious. So we're going to cover this in a little bit, a few moments. I'm going to cover this story about the shooting in Texas using this Substack article. So we'll get into it in a moment. And appreciate all you guys subscribing to the Substack. Nothing I do on Substack is behind the paywall. All my writings are free. I don't want to do anything behind a paywall on Substack. But if you do sign up and subscribe, support monetarily on Substack, you'll get some perks. VIP Telegram chat, coupon code to Conscious Strength, things like that. So anyway, and then yes, I put out the interview with Lieutenant Colonel Murray this morning. So you can go check it out on BitChute, Rumble, GabTV, etc. And then also got a few blog posts I put out on Conscious Strength to my health self-development supplement brand. If you want to go check out those blogs, go to consciousstrength.net. And then finally, shout out to today's sponsor. That is Noble Gold Investments, the leading silver and gold investment retirement account company. Economy is getting pretty ridiculous. Prices of a lot of stuff are going down. Even gold and silver prices are going down. But when prices are low, it's a good time to buy. And this is not financial advice, but maybe sometime a little later this year might be a good time to stock up on some things for your portfolio. Not houses, though. prices of houses might start tanking soon, but things like Bitcoin, things like gold and silver, precious metals, things like that. So go check out Noble Gold. Link will be in the description below. And let's go ahead and get into it with our Substack article on this Texas shooting. I called it another day, another false flag. I guess Buffalo wasn't enough for them, if you know what I mean by them. Now we're moving to Texas. So the peculiar things I saw about this situation, I'm just going to go through my list of things I wrote about. Hell of a timing for this. Hell of a timing. We've got Trump and Cruz scheduled to speak at an NRA convention in like 3 days. 2 days from now, I think. 3 days from yesterday. And this convention is, lo and behold, also in Texas, in Houston, Texas. Trump put out a statement on Truth Social this morning saying that he's still speaking there. He's not backing down. But man, hell of a timing for that. Also, the quick calls for gun control that came out within hours. Literally, Chuck Schumer moving quickly to force a gun control vote in the Senate. He tried rearranging the whole schedule of the Senate to vote on a gun control measure. I think since I wrote this article this morning, Chuck Schumer kind of backed down from this. He might have been catching a little heat from it, backed down. But regardless, calls for gun control all over the place. We're going to be taking a look at Beto O'Rourke and his bombing of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's press conference earlier today. We're going to take a look at that in a moment. But yeah, calls for gun control always come out within hours, right? And in many cases, it's as if they have their articles or their calls penned for the gun control written the night friggin' before the shootings. How would they know? They're going to know. How would they know? Conflicting reports, I noticed. So when I first saw this story, before it started going around, all the breaking news stations and all that, I saw news articles say this, and I was quick enough to get a screenshot of one of those news articles highlighted here. It says the Uvalde Police Department initially said the shooter was apprehended at the elementary school. So first report said he was apprehended. Then the narrative quickly changed to, nope, the shooter is dead. He was shot by one of the police officers at the school that he barricaded himself into. So conflicting reports. Peculiar. Fact checkers activate. Only took a few hours for PolitiFact of all friggin' outlets to come out and say that, nope, not a false flag. No way. Pants on fire. The PolitiFact's truth-o-meter rendered that false. So that's a little suspicious. Also, Freemasons on the scene. Saw a news report today with a quick screenshot here that's been going around. We've got some Freemasonry symbolism on the scene there. And I will also reference some Freemason symbology that has been seen at previous shootings. This one here, San Bernardino. This guy was giving a interview to the media. Always interviews to the media. He had a G around his neck. This dude, this was the San Bernardino, California shooting in 2015. He had a G hat on. And then I'll also reference some Q drops from 2018, right after that Santa Fe shooting in Texas, also in Texas, right? And the Santa Fe shooting, if you remember, that was basically the justification used to censor 8chan off the internet where Q was posting at the time. So that almost seemed to be like a direct response attack against the Anon crowd, if you know what I mean. But anyway, Q goes to say, why are Freemasons on the scene of most shooting locations, openly giving interviews or in background shots? Symbolism will be their downfall. Now, I do want to clarify one thing real quick about the Freemasonry, right? Most people who are Freemasons are low-level Freemasons. They join the fraternity because they want a sense of brotherhood, and they are generally good people, okay? My grandpa was a Shriner. He was a great guy, and he was just regular dude, right? So let's not look down upon people who happen to be Freemasons as being evil people. It's the, and Q even referenced this in a drop in 2018. Most all powerful organizations have sinister components. With power comes corruption. Like alphabet agencies and like the government itself, not all are bad apples. Should the bad spoil the bunch? No, they shouldn't. So let's not, you know, hate all Freemasons in general. It's just the, it's been corrupted by the freaking satanic Illuminati cult New World Order cabal, like so many power structures have, right? So that point needs to be made. Next, there's a super suspicious CBS guy and more 14s, okay? More 14s. So let's first take a look at this CBS interview. And I'm going to hat tip Red Pill Pharmacist. She's got a good channel on Telegram and True Social. She posted this, says, listen closely. Does this father of a previous tragic shooting sound as if he's putting out a threat to the White Hats, almost like a cease and desist, or there will be more? Something feels off with this. Let's take a listen to this minute-long clip.
Joining me now is Manuel Oliver. His 17-year-old son, Joaquin, was one of the 17 people killed at the mass shooting.
A lot of 17s there, right? Messaging? Let's continue.
At Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, in 2017. Manuel, I'm sure that this is so difficult for you to hear again. Thank you for joining us. I just want to give you my condolences as you and your family have lost your son and then I imagine are being plunged back into some level of feeling it all over again. How are you feeling now?
I am very angry. Thank you for the invitation to your show. I think you're going to need a lot of people like me to go on live TV, letting everybody know that we've been fighting against this. We were trying to prevent this. We knew that it was going to happen. We just don't know where. We know that it will happen tomorrow again. We just don't know where. Governor Abbott knew this was going to happen, but that was not enough. We believe that more guns are the solution. You will hear these politicians sending their thoughts and prayers, and some of them will say, our hearts are with the families. Well, guess what? The families don't need your freaking hearts. They need their kids, and the kids are not there anymore. So I feel very angry, offended, and I just don't understand how come a whole society doesn't wake up after these news.
Yeah, so I want to highlight actually some of the symbolism in his background in a minute, but I'm going to rewind it. Didn't it sound like he had a little Freudian slip there, or accident in his words? It sounded like he said, we need more guns.
We just don't know where. We know that it will happen tomorrow again. We just don't know where. Governor Abbott knew this was going to happen, but that was not enough. We believe that more guns are the solution.
We believe more guns are the solution. Whoops. Did he mean to say that? Okay. Anyway, and he keeps saying they knew, right? Governor Abbott knew. All these people knew. He means one thing, but it sounds like he's really saying another. Curious if this guy was given talking points. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, let's take a look at some of the symbolism in the background. We've got all this cringy, just effing vote stuff, you know, like Democrat propaganda on his right side. On his left side, I want to highlight the 14 again there. 14 on the jersey. Could that be just happenstance? Coincidence? Yeah, sure. Right? Just like maybe this Freemasonry symbology was just happenstance. But it's how these symbols show up at all the other events that make it peculiar. So, remember my Buffalo shooting expose I was going through? How the number 14 is there. And also the number 14 was on the gun of the Christchurch shooter in New Zealand. 14, 14. Also Christchurch shooting. John Podesta was in Christchurch like a couple days before that. John Podesta also featured here with the 14 symbolism on his hand. Huh. Just a lot of 14s showing up. Now we got a 14 on that CBS report. Intriguing. Intriguing. And then also in terms of CBS, so I guess CBS pulled the season 4 of a show that was on their network called FBI, right? They had a show, season 4, FBI. The finale was supposed to run this week. And then it was pulled because the season finale show that was supposed to air, check this out, featured a school shooting. Can't make it up. But you can, because they do. So CBS, maybe CBS stands for the CIA's broadcasting station. Granted, we could call many mainstream outlets that same name. So curious things about CBS, curious things about CBS's report, curious symbology that also matches symbology of some of the other mass shooting events, and then more symbology matching other mass shooting events. So a lot of curious things that I wanted to take a look at, and you know, that's not even... I didn't even write about the shooter in Texas's curious mental states of mind, right? A lot of these shooters seem to have mental health issues. Find out how many of them have therapists, what they were doing, how they were tracked, might have been targeted individuals. A lot of time these shooters are groomed. They're groomed by the feds or they're groomed by their therapists. And then my guess is they're hit with some mind control frequencies, right? Voice of God technology, very real thing. Been around for years, if not decades. Voice of God, or sometimes called voice-to-skull technology. These are frequencies they can hit a targeted individual with and then hit them with subliminal messages with. Speaking of the Parkland shooting, the Parkland shooter said that he was hearing demons when he did it. And in fact, there's a few instances of mass shootings and sort of domestic terror attacks where they say that the perpetrator claimed he was hearing demon voices and that sort of stuff when he did the act. So it's the way it friggin' is, man. It's the way it friggin' is. You want to know the way to get rid of these false flag shootings? It's not gun control. Gun control is not going to get rid of these mass shootings. You know what's going to get rid of these mass shootings? Exposing how the New World Order cult cabal does these things, right? Go for the head of the Hydra. That's how you do it. So, there's that. Now let's take a look at freaking Beto freaking Rourke. What a grifty son of a bitch, right? So we got, of course, these mass shootings typically happen in election years, lo and behold. We've got elections going on in Texas, and then Beto Rourke wastes no time in trying to do some publicity stunts about this. So we had, let's see, 47-second-long clip of Greg Abbott's press conference. I haven't even seen this yet. I want to play it here. Let's watch.
Pass the mic to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Hey, sit down. Get out of line.
Next shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
No.
I'm gonna pause it real quick. Check it out. Another 17 there. On CNN's ticker. I swear, a lot of these are messages straight to Trump and the White Hats. But anyway.
Get his ass out of here. This isn't the place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable. When you
sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line.
I like how that guy says, you're an embarrassment. You're out of line. You're an embarrassment.
Sir, you're out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
Ain't that the truth? Good old Beto. Frickin' Beto. So there's that. That happened today. Sick stuff, man. This whole event. Sick stuff. What kind of message? Willie asks on DLive. Stop what you're doing. Like, look at the timing of this, all right? We've got this something like this. A big, violent, horrific event. Captures everybody's attention. Typically happens when bad news about the deep state tends to break. What do we got going on right now? Raids happening in Arizona having to do with election fraud. Holy crap. And the raids are... the 2000 Mules documentary was directly responsible for these raids, basically. So stuff starting to happen there. We've got Michael Sussman's trial. The Durham investigation making headway with Sussman's trial. We're going to take a look at both of those issues in a moment, but... Hunter Biden's laptop officially confirmed as authentic. I mean, over and over again. There's so much stuff coming out right now that's exposing all aspects of that deep state that, you know, real world is hitting us here. Real world that quite a bit of the mass public denies, doesn't want to look at, or claims is fake, crazy conspiracy theory, right? But they're just caught with their head up their own assholes. Called cognitive dissonance. So let's take a look at some of those things that are going on. Like search warrants being served at the Arizona nonprofit for home of employee Gloria Torres, purportedly in connection with 2000 Mules ballot trafficking election scandal. This was a tweet that was made yesterday by Chuck Colesto. Some stuff that Chuck Colesto can tweet sometimes can be a little sensationally headlined, but This is curious because we've been hearing about this from reputable sources for like a week now. Carrie Lake being one. Greg Phillips, who was featured in 2000 Mules, being another. Credible sources claiming that raids are most definitely happening in Arizona. And Chuck here gives us a name, gives us a little more information about this. Search warrants served at the home of Gloria Torres, huh? And then according to Greg Phillips, the information expert featured in 2000 Mules, he was saying that these two people that have been raided have basically pled guilty and now they're rolling over on their superiors. So this is a literal conspiracy that's happening. It is not a theory anymore. Quite literally, textbook legal definition conspiracy, right? So we're not conspiracy theorists. We're conspiracy factualists. conspiracy truthists. So there's that. We also have Michael Sussman. More developments every single day with his case. Sussman billed the purchase of flash drives to the Clinton campaign days before giving them to the FBI. They never thought she would lose, right? These are such arrogant idiots that this guy could have paid for these flash drives, which were like $30, I think. $30. He could have paid for them in cash and left no paper trail. But, oh look, there's another 17. Michael Sussman's trial started on May 17th, huh? Right? So, he could have paid for this out of pocket. He didn't need to leave a paper trail, but guess what? He did. He was so cheap that he didn't want to cough up that money himself. He charged it to his company card, his agency card, and then gave them to the FBI. So Durham's bringing the receipts that Michael Sussman, to his dumbass, gave up. But yeah, definitely something the deep state wants to hide and cover up. And we also have the Washington Examiner with our No Shit Sherlock News of the Week. They talked to a former Secret Service agent who conducted a forensic examination on copies of the hard drive they obtained and said that Hunter Biden's laptop is 100% authentic. Forensic examination concludes. Okay. We kind of knew this, but then again, I still have some questions. I still have a few questions, but that's according to the Washington Examiner right there. Next up, next story. Found this pretty curious. We have this news coming out about an Iraqi citizen living in Ohio who was arrested and charged in a plot to assassinate former President George Bush. So, Iraqi citizen, I think he was, yeah, he was an illegal immigrant too. He was also charged with an immigration crime. So, folks, we want proper justice. We want legal justice with all of these swamp folks. But I think it also goes to be noted that Mr. George Bush and his Freudian slip kind of admitted it, right? The unjustified invasion of Iraq. I mean Ukraine. Well, hey, Bush, if you didn't go and, you know, claim there were weapons of mass destruction and send all those troops into Iraq, then maybe all those Middle Eastern people wouldn't hate you so much and hate all of us Americans so much. So just a thought there. Next story. This is coming out of the Business Insider trading platform. Mark Meadows told aides that Trump agreed to call for Pence to be hung on January 6th. Not from Business Insider. This was according to the New York Times and Politico. Two witnesses have testified to the House January 6th committee that they heard secondhand that then President Trump reacted positively to calls by January 6th rioters to hang Vice President Mike Pence. No shit. That's worse than I thought. I thought Business Insider reported this. Nope. It was New York Times. It was two witnesses, unnamed. The unnamed witnesses heard secondhand. They need to put this in Spaceballs. My former roommate's second cousin, twice removed, ex-wife's mother's in-law. This is pastor's hairdresser. Heard secondhand that Trump was happy about all the calls to hanging, right? Okay, whatever. So there's that trash. Just hit piece, right? Horseshit hit piece. Next up, we got Breitbart talking Bill Gates. They have an exclusive here. Bill Gates poured millions of dollars of what they're calling dark money into a fund attacking Elon Musk. So we're learning that 11 of 26 organizations that signed an open letter last month, if you remember that, I covered that. There was a letter signed by a bunch of NGOs and social justice organizations that were calling for Twitter advertisers to boycott the company if Elon Musk bought it and restored free speech on the platform. So we're finding out that Bill Gates sent hundreds of millions of dollars to 11 of the 26 organizations. Organizations like Center for Media Justice. Sounds legit. The Media Democracy Fund. Media Matters. David Brock's Institute. Great. Black Lives Matter. Uh-huh, of course. Free Press. Yeah. Free Press. By free press, they mean free to bullshit and lie. So there you go. Bill Gates. Bill Gates is butt hurt that Elon Musk has been calling his probably pedophile ass out, right? So there's that. Next, we've got Circleback Saki not going to stop her lying. As it always tends to happen, every time somebody leaves, whether it's the Clinton, Obama, or now the Biden administrations, they seem to go to the fake news organizations and get some jobs, right? Gotta get your jobs. Jen Psaki officially joins MSNBC. Will host streaming show and assist with election coverage. Streaming show, is this on a private platform? Like MSNBC Plus? Yeah, it's on their streaming service. All right, so there's going to be 5 people watching it. And she's going to be appearing on NBC platforms. Are they replacing Rachel Maddow with Jen Psaki? Ugh. Boo. I kind of miss her as communications director, though. She was fun to clown on. So there you go. NBC's in the toilet. All right, let's talk big tech and some step downs. So Jack Dorsey leaving Twitter's board of directors. Curious. Leaving Twitter's board of directors, Jack Dorsey. Yeah, I am actually curious about his actual role in the company. You know, maybe at one point he was just a deep state puppet like a lot of these fools, and maybe Jack Dorsey took a deal, right? Because we're learning that Jack Dorsey probably helped Elon Musk with this deal. And, yeah, maybe. Maybe Dorsey took a deal to stop his erroneous ways. Not only is Dorsey leaving Twitter's BOD, but we also got Peter Thiel stepping down from Facebook's board of directors. Peter Thiel was one of the very first investors in Facebook in 2004. More recently, Peter Thiel has been actually donating a lot of money to Trump, $1.5 million in 2016, and also, I believe, helping with some other Republican efforts. So clearly, Peter Thiel maybe had a change of heart or mind himself and is doing different things now than he did 16, 18 years ago. But there you go. Facebook, big tech, Twitter. Bad news. Bad news for them. Hope you're not invested. Next subject. Let's talk about, speaking of economics, the World Economic Forum and the misinformation and disinformation talking points that are getting pushed out to, speaking of deep state puppets, some of them that are probably still controlled. We got YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki. Kiki! She weighs in on misinformation at Davos. She was talking about abortion, saying that YouTube's going to start taking down abortion-related content. Great. Add it to the list. What else they got? They're taking down climate change videos. They're taking down any videos questioning COVID or vaccines or potential cures and treatments. Let's see. What else? Oh, any Q content, of course. Content questioning election fraud, of course. What else? I'm like over a half dozen now. Any other topics I missed? Better question, what not is YouTube taking down these days? Cat videos, that's about it. Makeup tutorials. It's all you can do on YouTube these days, I suppose. And then also, we got Trudeau on national security threats. He was also making statements just yesterday talking about, oh, when we look at the prevalence of mis- and disinformation, the way social media has been weaponized. In fact, I think Wojcicki even used the weaponized word in her statement, talking about how information or social media, freaking pop-ups, get out of here, is weaponized. Huh. You know? They all got their special little pagers, their special phones. That's what I envision. When they enter into their Illuminati induction hazing initiation ceremonies, right? They all got their hoods on, candles are lit, it's dark, middle of the night at the local underground cult cabal headquarters. they're given their contracts, they do their blood oaths, and whatever the hell other weird shit, and then they're given a special phone connected to a special network that tells them what to say and what to do on a daily basis at 4 a.m. Ring, ring, ring. Rothschilds or, you know, one of them texting them, Soros, right? Here's what you're going to say today. And you're going to do this, Beto O'Rourke. And you're going to say this, Justin Trudeau. I'm an idiot. Okay. Onward from this. A couple of last stories here, and then we'll get to some Q&A. Moderna saying it's going to start working on a monkeypox vaccine. Great. Real life, though, they probably started working on this monkeypox vaccine like last year, right? Like last year. When the Rothschilds and Soros were putting out the on their phones. COVID's coming, guys. Get your insider trading in. Start your vaccines, Moderna. Hey, Fauci, start saying this shit. So Moderna is doing that, of course. And we've got in Australia. Sorry, guys. My friends down under. Please get your stuff figured out there, because I would love to visit Australia again someday, but not at this rate. Experts call for free flu vaccines for all Australians amid fight against COVID. Flu vaccines for COVID. Why not COVID vaccines? Why is it a flu vaccine? So it's the flu. You're indirectly admitting it now. It's the flu. Get your flu vaccines, get your COVID vaccines, and now get your monkeypox vaccines. Yes, yes. Indeed. And lastly here, speaking of the economy, sales of new built homes tumbled over 16% in April. 16%. While prices for homes are going up. So I think I saw some of you guys in the comments down there speaking about buying houses, selling houses. Yeah, if you're looking to move and you have a house you want to sell, you better get that thing on the market quick. You better get that thing on the market quick, because if you wait even a couple of months, you might be getting less money for it. Unless you're in Florida or Texas, right? Friggin' people are never going to stop moving there. But yeah, especially in California, if you're trying to sell a house in Cali, get it done. That's not a good number, down 16%. 20% from the year before. And then prices of everything else going up. Sales going down. It's going to be probably a rough year or two ahead. Year or two. People are going to be saying, "We want Orange Man back. Please, Orange Man." And people should also be saying, "What the hell, Federal Reserve? You effing central bankers. Thanks for printing all that money the past 2 years, those trillions and trillions of dollars. Now inflation's up the ass, and our economy's wrecked." Great. Great. Let's just take a look at that gold-backed currency, right? Gold-backed or Bitcoin-backed even? I don't care what it is. Just fix it. All right, guys. I think I got a couple of shout-outs here to give. Dr. Hoffman. Thank you. Speaking of the number 14, okay, so I talked about this in the Buffalo shooting article I did, how the number 14 could, number one, possibly reference some of the dark occult practices, particularly some of their, like, ancient Egyptian-esque belief systems. No, the number 14 could also reference white supremacist ideologies. There's a certain phrase. I don't remember what the phrase is, obviously, because I'm not a white supremacist, but it's 14 words long that's like a white supremacist racist prayer to white people or something. So that could be what all these 14s also signify. And we do know that there's some real racist weirdos in that New World Order, that's for sure. So, could be. Yeah, nobody saw this coming. Nobody at all, right? None. On D Live, the real Poopy. What up, Poopy? Said, I don't know, Cali is a nice area to own a home once the entire government's replaced their good climate. Right? That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, everybody right now is starting to get out of Cali. Give it like 5 years, you know, give it a few years. And then there's just going to be a bunch of houses on the market. Prices are going to be low. So I am buying nothing for a little while. And I'm just waiting. But right, yeah, it's still nasty there, though. Shit's got to get cleaned up first, and who knows if that'll ever happen. It's not like you want to walk the beach in Venice with bare feet. Ow, what was that I stepped on? Ah, shit, it was a syringe. Ah! Is that for opioids or steroids? I don't know, probably both. Looking at those people in Venice Beach, right? One or the other, who knows? Yeah. Nasty places down there these days. Move to North Carolina. Never been to the Carolinas. I'd go, though. I'd go to the Carolinas. I wouldn't live there, though. Sorry. I'm a Western feller. I like mountains and less people. One and four is five. Think pentagram. A lot of possibilities out there, right? We're just here giving possibilities. Much appreciated, Neil, for them gold pills. And thank you, Citizen Vulgar. Opus steroids, right? Yeah, hell of a combo. I'm going to get such a great workout, and I ain't going to feel shit. Gah! Tears their pec, doesn't feel a thing, keeps going. Oh, God. Hey, Jordan, a person on Telegram just stated Zuckerberg was indicted per Santa surfing. Santa frickin' surfing. She's never going to stop. Some of these clowns will literally never, ever stop. They won't. Their grift is too good for them. They're making too much money. They got their followers. They just roped in. They're wrapped around their finger now. And, you know, it's unfortunate. But, hey, more clickbait of the week content for me, right? So. God. I bet Santa Surfing got that from Real Raw News. $10. What do you want to bet? If I get this right, you guys got to send me some gold pills and lemons and Rumble Rants. Hold on. If I get it wrong, I get it wrong. I'm not sending anything. Let's see. Oh, no. I don't see an article on Real Raw News saying Zuck was arrested. I was wrong. Here, I'll show you. Boop. This is the kind of dumb shit that goes out on this. And look at that. Got like hundreds of comments, thousands of comments on some of these articles. Like, people will actually believe it. You know why? Because dumb motherfuckers like Phil Godlewski and Santa Surfing, Tarot by Janine, a bunch of other people will promote Real Raw News to their audiences. And then sometimes they use the excuse, oh yeah, I have a source that knows Real Raw News is legit. It's intel that comes from the Pentagon. Looks like here's the real story. The Washington, D.C. AG? What do you mean D.C. AG? You're not talking Washington, D.C. Attorney General suing Zuckerberg for involvement in something analytics. Okay, let's take a look at that. Zuckerberg sued AG. What? Yeah, okay. Here's the story. Attorney General Carl Racine today sued Facebook CEO for directly participating in decision-making that allowed the Cambridge Analytica data breach. Curious. So, there's that. Not arrested, though. That's a hell of a twist on that. The midterms are being stolen. MAGA has got us nowhere. The cabal won. I disagree. Sorry, I think that's some doomerism right there. Amy Wall says, I'm losing my shit with these morons believing this shit by these other morons. Me too! Yeah, they're idiots. And they're manipulating lots of people. Not only are they manipulating lots of people, but they are making this whole movement look stupid. They're allowing the mainstream media to write their hit pieces, right? All these JFK Jr. is alive people and Gitmo people and clone people and just... And literally, it's like a disinfo network. It's a team of people typically in the same circles that make all these claims. So that's why I am firm and confident in my belief that agencies are handling people or handling people that are handling people with a lot of these influencers as useful idiots or knowing disinfo assets themselves. And I ain't shy about it. Thank you, my friend Frito. Freed Awakening. Rumble rant. My sister's hairdresser's boyfriend's roommate said Hillary was executed this past weekend. Take that to the bank. Nice. Thanks, Joey. On Foxhole there. Yeah. Kayla, feel that. Can't think about it too much because I get angry. Oh, man, it's gross, right? There's so many fake spiritualists. They bank on spirituality or they bank on religion. Just spirituality in general, whether it's New Agey stuff or Christianity, that's what they use to hook people in emotionally. Or they'll use, like, med beds will cure you. Or, hey, I'm reporting on all these tunnels of children that have gotten freed. They'll use emotional hooks to reel people in and then just, oh, my God, grift the shit out of them, manipulate them mentally. And it's absolutely disgusting, right? It's disgusting. And it needs to be talked about, regardless of what some dumbos out there will say. Jordan, focus on important things. Jordan, shut up. Don't attack people on the same team. Jordan, blah, blah, blah. That's all narcissistic speak, my friend. Narcissistic dissonance. Say that 5 times fast. But, yeah. Issues. Larry on Rumble. Jordan, check out the World Economic Forum's 14 fish icon life underwater. I did, actually. I talked about that in my Buffalo Substack article that I did last week and the video. And it actually wasn't the World Economic Forum. It was the UN. It was the United Nations that had the 14 fish icon. And I was connecting. Yeah, you might have even... That's the exact information, speaking of Ghislaine Maxwell, that I was talking about. So, yes. Great minds think alike, I guess. Or maybe you got that info from me and you didn't remember. But I got that info from other people too, so you know, nothing new under the sun. Things just go around. Sometimes you forget who you got things from and blah blah blah. Oh, you also saw it on the World Economic Forum website. Okay. Maybe the WEF website was linking it from the UN website because, you know, a bunch of globalist shill orgs. But good to know. It's awful. Yeah, man. This clickbait clown crowd is awful. Really is. Big scams being run. Mega scams. People don't see the gravity of it, man. They don't, really. So that's why I spend so much time covering it, because someone's got to, and this is harming a lot of people. And it does, like, annoy the shit out of me sometimes to a point where I just got to step back for a while and take, you know, maybe like a week off. But then I see stuff, I'm like, oh, God, okay. Got to get back into it now. Start posting on Clickbait Exposé or do one of those videos again. If we don't focus on the election theft, all is lost. That's one thing to focus on, for sure, but there's many things to focus on, right? And We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can expose a variety of topics at once. In effect, that's kind of what we do with We the Media. And the beauty of our little outfit that we've created there is that we have 3 or 4 dozen active contributors, and each one has their own experience, their own understanding, their own topics they like to dig into. So we've got memers there. We've got people focusing on election fraud. We've got people focusing on Hunter Biden's laptop, on the Durham investigation, Patel with his devolution theories. You know, I like to focus on kind of everything, but hyper-focus on the UFO stuff. I'm good at exposing psyops, so I look at false flags a lot. I also look at the clickbait cucktards that bog us down to. So, you know, when you have, for instance, a standing army or a battalion that goes into war, you're going to have everybody specialize in a different thing, so you can have a well-rounded regiment that can get shit done. And just think of our movement. If we all walked in lockstep talking about the same one thing or one subject, we wouldn't get as much done. We wouldn't get as many red pills out there. So that's the way I think of it. Is Cliff High legit? Well, legit needs context, right? That's like when you ask if you can trust somebody. Trust them for what? Are they legit in what way? I like Cliff High. I think he's working from a place of integrity. Does that mean I agree with him 100% of the time? No. You guys don't agree with me 100% of the time, I'm sure. But when you say trust or legit, there's a few ways you should be thinking of. Number one, can I trust their heart, like their integrity? Yes or no? Okay, if yes, can I trust their information? Rated on a scale. That's not a yes or no question. Maybe integrity is a yes or no question, right? But, you know, somebody can mean well, but their discernment can just be absolute shit. And then they can end up aiding the enemy, because since their discernment sucks so bad, they're just being useful idiots without realizing it and putting out dumb clickbait. So that's not somebody we want to promote around, right? Or work with, in my opinion. I want somebody who's meaning well, has good integrity, and then on top of that, I can trust their discernment to be correct at least most of the time. Granted, even if you trust them, still verify, always verify. Anybody can get something wrong now and again. We're human, but rated on a scale. Ooh, got a couple of Rumble rants rolling in. Hey, I thank you guys. It's much appreciated. I see you guys have been a little more active with your tips, stream tips today. Frito, how did Raffensperger win in the same district Marjorie Taylor Greene won in? Georgia voters based enough to know Marjorie Taylor Greene is the right pick, but stupid enough to vote for him at the same time. Something smells. Something does smell, right? And I would not be shocked at all if the midterm elections got stolen too. Just got to say that, right? Let's not have expectations and then think the world is falling because our well-wishing didn't get met. Our expectations didn't get met. Honestly, I expect the 2022 elections to have a shitload of fraud in them. Probably the deep state candidates are going to get in. But how many more elections can they steal? Because now we've got, what, 50-100 million people in this country who are now admitting that wouldn't admit even a year ago, or 2 years ago, I mean, before the 2020 election, that, oh, elections can get stolen. By, oh God, our country's that infiltrated. Like, how many tens of thousands more people every single day are moving past their stage of denial and admitting that to themselves? That's what 2020 did. That's what 2022 might do. But holy shit, it's changing things, right? You have to see it. You have to see all the corruption in this country and have it. Some people have to have it. Hit them upside the frickin' face. And Nothing has done that more than the last 2 years, 4 years, but especially since Biden's been in. Thank you, Larry. Robert Gouveia? Did I get that right? Gouveia? Is buying Sussman transcripts from Pacer and reading them on Rumble and YouTube. A lawyer. Hot damn. That's badass. Can you link their Rumble channel on here or YouTube? If you could real quick. That's cool. Because I've seen these live streams of a bunch of lawyers on YouTube covering the Amber Heard trial. Which is actually pretty great. Pretty unprecedented. They're analyzing it as it's happening. And totally doing what the mainstream media fails to do. But I'm sitting there thinking in my head, oh my gosh, these guys need to, these YouTube lawyers, they need to look at cases that are more important. Of course, they can't look at Sussman's case because Sussman's case isn't an open hearing. It's not live streamed to the world like Amber Heard's trial is. But that, Mr. Robert friend there, okay. Let's take a look at his Roomblay. Take a look at his Roomblay channel. So this is it. And, cool. Long videos, 3 hours, 3 hours, hour and a half, 2 hours. Doing it pretty much daily though. Not getting much play on Rumble. I'm sure he's got more play on YouTube though, but... Good for him.
That was entirely a from email address. So it only sent outbound drives to Chicago. It's authored by Mr. Dagon. And it was authored by Joffy.
Yeah, there you go. So that's good stuff. I'll go share that with... appreciate you letting me know that. I'll share that with Brian Cates. Yes, Brian Cates is doing a great job covering Sussman's trial. Just Human is also doing a great job covering Sussman's trial. So they're focused on that, right? Which is great. And we've got others focusing on election fraud. I like to take myself like a big picture approach to everything. I'm not as good at hyper focusing on certain issues as other people, but I'm better with like an overall general perspective on things. And also looking at them limited hangouts. Looking at them psyops. Some people on Foxhole are familiar with Robert Gouveia, too. He was on Viva. Is that Viva LaFrey you're talking about? Cool. I like Viva. He's got fun videos. All right, guys. Any last questions, comments, concerns, complaints? Drop them. I gotta go get some friggin' yard work done. He was on Viva La Frey. Neat, neat. Good info. You keep looking for Sussman trial. Yeah, go to Brian Cates' channel. Or Just Human. They're doing a great job. Technofog too, but Technofog doesn't update as much as like Brian Cates and them do. So that's where I'd go for that. Ha! It's No Mo May. No Mo May. Ah! If I don't mow in May, I'm gonna have to get my weed whacker out for all of June. I won't be able to mow. It'll be too long. All right, guys, looks like chat's slowing down here, so appreciate you all tuning in. Thank you. I'll be back on Friday, same time, 3 p.m., same channels, Foxhole Rumble D Live. And hope you guys have been enjoying the little, like, news, one-minute news update clips I've been uploading to Telegram and True Social. Just talking about different stories, whatever breaks that day. Quick videos. So, hope you guys have been liking those. I'm going to do those more. I'm also going to be live streaming on Locals on Sunday. Locals. Locals. Might do a test local stream tomorrow or something, because I gotta get it figured out. But yeah, you can go support the work I do on Locals as well. And there's other ways to support. Thank you, Debbie, for dropping those links. Buy me a coffee, subscribe star, different ways like that. So you can find all those on jordansather.com. You can send crypto, donate with a card, all appreciated. It'll help me keep doing this work for you, exposing the fake and the fraud, whether it's in the mainstream media or in our own movement. There's a lot of fake and fraud to expose. So thank you, friends, for helping me do that. And at the very least, just please give this video a thumbs up. Give it a plus on Rumble. Maybe share it around if you're so inclined. I do appreciate that too. All right, guys, you have a great rest of your Wednesday. Great Thursday. I'll see you on Friday. And then the weekend is here. So take care, everybody. You have a great evening.